Lord, you got most of the year round. But the naked-days were coming. Well, the old days, I mean, they were really rotten by this time. It wasn't like now, there's no cold stores or nothing. But what you got, you had. There was no, you weren't going to get anything else, if I put it this way. If your mother put a food up, you'd notice they were like something you like that. But you weren't going to get anything else. That was it. But everything was fresh, grand, to eat it. Everything in season. You never got anything out of season. That's only good. There's no loads of things. Even the tomatoes only started to come in then. Boy, this was in the 50s or 60s, 50s. And you used to grow them in cold glass houses. Different times you got them then. And then you got the hot houses, you know, and all like that. Things got a bit better. But tomatoes would be one thing that would have been expensive. No, relatively expensive, because there wasn't many of them. Scallions and lettuce, you got scallions, then you had shallots. And shallots are very strong compared to scallions. So the shallots would be, something the height of that. But the scallions would be a little small, you know, and that. We used to get a lot of champ. That would be potatoes boiled, creamed, with a big knob of butter in it. Scallions chopped up small. Put into it also. In the case, in the winter when you couldn't get it, it would be onions. And remember at that time, we never got Spanish onions. We were getting Irish onions. They'd make their onions sweet. They were strong. The Spanish onions would be sweet onion. But you get that then, and fish. Now, I remember your men, at that time, you must remember, a fellow used to come around here from the Logan and Jesus Key on the weekends. At that time, no one ate meat on a Friday. Friday was he'd come round here on a Friday morning, and you'd hear him coming around the street, shouting, "Hern the light, hern the light," and he went out. And he was a horse and tap, full of fresh hay, orange seasoned mackerel, maybe salmon, or we call salmon bass, sea bass, flatfish. They were all caught out there in the bay, in the small boats. But there was that many of them. Fish was the cheapest thing you could get. He would sell you a big load of herrings. But I would have a really fond of herrings, there's too many bones in it. But mackerel, flatfish, whiting, a big lump of cod. I mean, that was dirt cheap. That was very, very cheap. He'd sell you a dozen. I mean, there was no shame there and say, give me one or two. It's a dozen you get. There was that many of them. Not like now that they're overfished or depopulated completely. So we always, you'd always get fish on the weekend, but even then, people take for granted chickens. You couldn't get a chicken only at Christmas, or maybe Easter, because chickens were for laying eggs, and it's only when they got too old for the eggs that they were fattened up late for and sold at Christmas. You couldn't go in and get a chicken in the middle of summer. That was a disaster, because that chicken was laying eggs. You know what I mean? And you got most of the eggs, or plenty of eggs in the summer, but in the winter, there wasn't so many eggs. And they used to preserve eggs in a big pot, a big earthenware jar with egg reserve. You put the eggs in and this stuff, I don't know what it was, used to pour in the kitchen, but it wasn't, they weren't like the real McCoy. But the eggs you'd get would be a deep, deep orange yolk. Not like the pale yellow lads now, because they're all naturally fed. They're out running in the fields, running, taking in everything, all the, what you're supposed to eat, insects and grit and seeds. So, you got chicken at Christmas, if you were lucky, but always at Easter. I always remember my mother always got ordered an ox tongue. An ox tongue, you always have an ox tongue, is that thing? That was great. I mean, that would last a couple of days, and then you could always make a big sandwich of it because it was lovely cooked. People would be, nowadays, disgusted at eating things like that. I went, even my own kids, I remember one day, McCormick's, and getting, I was there, and one of the kids were fairly young, I think, and I looked in the window, and here I see pig's feet. I said, I'm going to get four pig's feet. This is a good looking. You're not going to eat them. I am. So I'm in my bathroom looking at, well, it's everything's been there. Some of them grizzly and fat, oh, grizzly and fat. Well, that was just the idea of me eating a pig's foot. I couldn't you've got that. That was great.